perspectives. To your right, a lampshade is shown which features a small circular-shaped hole at its top, with a larger circular-shaped cutout at its very bottom. Although the overall form of such lampshade remains fixed in shape, its circular appearance nevertheless would become altered if viewed from different vantage points. Because an ellipse would appear in all but one case, one would think that such geometry should present itself as a rather common day occurrence in the real world, at least to a degree where such concept could be introduced alongside that of a circle in the classroom. In other words, it might be a good idea to educate young children about related geometries together. In such fashion, they eventually would begin to realize that any object of constant form could appear in as many shapes as might be viewed by an observer. Accordingly, the following definitions represent building blocks which were derived in the first lessons in geometry curriculum which this narrative applies to. Perspective, an overall appearance with respect to some particular vantage point. Projection, the appearance of an object with respect to another vantage point. Whereby the ellipse depicted to your right represents a projection of the circle appearing directly below it, meaning that you cannot rely upon the value of the length of its minor diameter as being correct. Next, such theory is extended to a cardboard pyramid, all of whose edges are of equal length, whereby the upper image depicted to your right represents a projection of its true view appearing below it. Such true view was photographed by means of placing the camera lens parallel and opposite to the center of the front face of such pyramid in order to depict three edges of equal length. However, in such projection, notice that the two edges located towards the rear of such image actually measure a shorter length than the one appearing in front. Whereas the human mind perceives motion when viewing an object from multiple vantage points, such affinity can be portrayed to an audience by means of running an animation which simulates what the human mind actually visualizes. For example, presented below is a rather inexpensive replication of the Great Pyramid of Giza, as was filmed years ago at a specific angle of attack. Whereas such replication features four faces which sit upon a base, it differs from the tetrahedron appearing above, which instead exhibits three faces upon a base. Of considerable note, it is these very interpretations of motion that young children actually base their very reasoning upon.